Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's time for the High Altitude Mentorship Show with JT DeVolt. JT is an international success coach, inspirational speaker, and award-winning author of Flight Plan to Success. JT worked his way up through the ranks from enlisted aircraft mechanic to combat-decorated naval aviator. And he's here to give you the success strategies for better focus, clarity, and mental toughness to accomplish your missions in business and life. And now, here's your host, JT. DeVolt.
Hello, my friends. JT DeVolt's with you today for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And you know what that means? It's time to come together and talk about leadership, entrepreneurship, and living the high-performance, high-altitude life. And as always, the High Altitude Mentorship Show is brought to you by flywithjt.com. That is flywithjt.com, where you can download a complimentary copy of my award-winning book, Flight Plan to Success, as well as stay connected to everything going on in the high altitude community. Lots of cool stuff coming down the road, so make sure you stay connected with us and stay tuned in to what we're doing here. You know, a while back, I read a book that I found to be one of the best books on human excellence that I've read personally. And it's kind of interesting because when we look at these, you know, there's a lot of good stuff out there. It depends on kind of what your focus is. If you want to elevate your mental game, if you want to elevate your sales game, you want to elevate your physical game, there's a lot of great resources out there. And from time to time, I like to share these with you because I believe that they're important. I believe that they have true value. And I truly believe that because I've put them into action, I can see the results. And I believe you could too when you put them into action. And so I'm going to share a resource with you, a couple of them actually today, that I want to discuss. And today's topic is really, it's about taking control of a part of our brain that will hold us back from success. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're an entrepreneur, an executive, stay-at-home mom, doesn't matter, stay-at-home dad, stay-at-home parent. If you are struggling to figure out what your next step is, if you're making a transition from one career to the next, whatever it looks like, you know, it's all about the mental game. Because the techniques that we do physically, the strategies and everything, those things are amazing. But you can give sort of a mediocre strategy or a technique to a person with an excellent mindset, and they'll outperform somebody who's got the best strategies and techniques, but a lousy mindset. And there's one part of the mind that I think that we really have to take control of, and that's our thoughts, especially when they become negative thoughts or sort of disempowering thoughts. I read a book probably back in 2013 or 14 is the first time I saw it, or the first time I was introduced to it. And it was by a guy by the name of Mark Divine. Mark Divine's a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, and he wrote a book called The Way of the SEAL. And it's a book that I highly suggest each and every one of us go out there. You know, I've got it sitting on my bookshelf. I encourage you to make sure it's on yours as well. The audio book, I'm told, is fantastic. I have not read it or listened to it, but I can tell you that I've read the book cover to cover. And he gives some excellent exercises and, you know, talks about his development as a Navy SEAL as well as a martial artist and really, you know, what he's done to transform his own business. He's got a tremendous business called SEAL Fit, which sort of combines, I guess, CrossFit with SEAL training. But it's not just a physical fitness thing as much as it's a mental toughness thing. You know, the schools, the camps that they do, the workshops, they're very intensive. And they do a lot of amazing work with people. He's got a program called Warrior Yoga. Just a very, I think, innovative way to approach personal growth, personal excellence, and mental toughness. SEALFit.com is where you can find out more about Mark Divine. And one of these days, I would love to interview him for the High Altitude Mentorship Show. But until then, I just want to kind of share some insights that I got from one lesson that he taught me in all the lessons that I've learned. His blogs are fantastic. The video content they put out is wonderful. And the book, of course, The Way of the SEAL, is where I learned this, what I'm about to teach you. It's called The Direct Method. And Navy SEALs have a tendency to be very direct, so I thought that was apropos. But the way the direct method is actually designed is it's designed to help redirect negativity, whether it's coming from an outside source, whether it's coming from your environment, or whether it's coming from within. this simple little, you know, it's really what a 6-step process here can help you overcome negativity in your heart, your mind, your soul, or in your life. And again, this applies to business as much as it applies to sports, as much as it applies to relationships, anything worthwhile, worth, you know, anything of significance in your life, you can use this. And really the reason I share this with you and the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because I've seen very high quality people, high performing people struggle at times at the point of attack. And usually the point of attack, what I mean by that is it's in that moment where execution really matters. Sometimes it's at that pivotal point in a sales procedure. Sometimes it's at an athletic event where they know the game's on the line, the 2-minute warning, they got to score the points. Sometimes it's just one of those moments where they know they have to step up and deliver. And you'll find that the highest achievers in the world have a psychology unlike anybody else. The people that perform at the top 5 and even 1% of any industry, any field, any endeavor, are typically those that have got this part figured out. It's no surprise to me that this was presented by, developed by a U.S. Navy SEAL because they operate at a high level all the time. They have to. You know, this is high stress, high stakes type of stuff that they're doing as, you know, the most elite combatants that I know of in the world. And having had the privilege of working with Navy SEALs in my aviation career, I can tell you that what I'm about to teach you is very apropos. You know, this was evident to me in all the conversations and all the dealings I had with SEALs. But what's interesting is I think you don't even have to be a commando for this to work for you. So pay close attention because the next 6 steps I think are going to be extremely important. If you find yourself up against a tough time, if you find yourself up against a moment where, you know, you may be doubting yourself, you might be, you know, on a losing streak or in a slump or anything that, you know, pertains to a downward spiral in your performance, let alone your results, there's a way to overcome, and there's a way to shift, especially shift the momentum, but shift it back on the right path. So let's talk about this. It's called the direct method, and again, this is from Commander Mark Devine. And, you know, just one of my favorite, you know, kind of leaders in the world of personal excellence. The direct method is really 6 points, and it spells the word direct. The first point is detect. Now, detect means that we're going to detect the negative thought. This might come in different areas. It might come at you, you know, in different environments. And what's interesting is negative thoughts happen to us as a direct result of a lot of different things. I mean, your physiology, for one, can act as the gatekeeper to negative thoughts. So if you're tired, if you're hungry, if you're malnourished, if you don't have the proper fuel, if you don't have the proper rest, if you're dehydrated, those types of things can break down sort of the gate of your ability to filter out some of the negativity. Your physiology acts as the gatekeeper. So the healthier you are, the better rested you are, the stronger you are, then you're going to naturally have more resilience against the negativity in the world. The other part about negativity that comes through in our thoughts, of course, is our environment. If we're around negative people, naturally we start to get ingrained, we start to almost become indoctrinated in their negative thoughts. So we have to be able to detect those negative thoughts first. And it's interesting because if you can look at just about anything. I was thinking about this the other day. When I was younger, when I was in my mid-20s, actually even into my 30s, I had a problem with road rage. And it took a while for me to really cycle this out of my system. And even to this day, I'll catch myself kind of sometimes needing to have a reminder of this. But, you know, road rage is kind of an interesting thing because it's obviously the opposite of positive. When we get road rage, it's because somebody cuts us off or something happens and, you know, maybe we're stuck in traffic. Maybe the traffic's not moving fast enough. And pretty soon you see people go from normally pretty sane people into very angry and demonstrative, frustration at each other over something pretty inane. It's nothing that's life-threatening typically. I mean, I guess if somebody cuts you off, it could be. But what's interesting is you'll see somebody, look, my hands up, you know, raised. I'm not passing judgment on anybody. In the past, I really did. I had a problem with road rage until I learned how to figure it out. And the first part is to learn to detect the negative thought. You know, if you're in the moment and something happens that sparks your anger, your rage, your negative thought, it's so critical to nip it right there. We're pulling the weed out at the root when we detect it. So that self-awareness is very important to be able to take a look and say, okay, I feel the negative thoughts. Sometimes the negative thoughts are directed at a person. There are people in our lives, could be a coworker, could be a neighbor, could be anybody that frustrates us or is the catalyst to where those negative thoughts come about. Now, does that mean that those are bad people? Not always, not necessarily. The one thing I like to remind myself anytime I see somebody that perhaps, sort of introduces a negative feeling, you know, I have to realize, number one, I'm the one that created that, not them. Number two is that's somebody's kid, right? Somebody, some woman and father, you know, are that's their children. Even if they're adults, even if they're old people, at some point they were somebody's child. And you have to kind of think, okay, you know, somebody cares about this person. They might seem like a world-class jerk to us in the moment, but, you know, somebody loves them and depends on them. And all of a sudden, it sort of takes some of the spice and the heat off of it, right? We'll talk a little bit more about that here coming up, because that's part of the method. But the first part is to detect. We're going to detect the negative thought. And I think when we can detect it, we have one more, you know, sort of foothold. We have more leverage against the negativity in the first place. Now, step two of the direct method, the I in direct, is interdict. I love the word interdict. It's actually pretty cool, because interdict means we're going to actually stop it. We're going to put a halt to it. So in the first step, we detected it. Now we're actually going to start to put a halt on it. And Mark Divine talks about a simple command of stop or no. If you verbally say it out loud, it's almost a shock to your psychological system. When you say stop, or that negative thought comes up, like, I can't believe that jerk cut me off, you say no. Suddenly you've taken control. And there's something really powerful about being in control of ourselves, especially emotionally. Because emotions and feelings have a tendency to be false, right? Because what's happening to us is it's up to us, it's our decision to decide what to do with that. You know, if we're running late, it's simply a construct of time. We knew we should have been, if we had an appointment at 3 o'clock and it's now 2:55 and we know it's going to take us another 20 minutes to get there, we're clearly going to be late. We should have left earlier, should have planned for it, perhaps could have done something to mitigate being late. And when we interdict it by simply saying, no, I'm not going to be negative here. I'm going to simply drive safely. I'm going to get there on time, or I'm going to get there as soon as I can, and we'll kind of roll with the consequences once we get the consequences. A lot of times the pain that we put on ourselves comes from perception, the perception of what could be, the perception of how we're going to be received, the perception of the judgments that we've placed on others, but that we're now reflecting on ourselves, right? And so we can interdict all of that. We can stop all of it by simply saying to ourselves, stop. Now, does it make the situation instantly better? Yeah, actually it does. Does it change the situation? Not really. I mean, it doesn't turn it around. It doesn't make it, you know, the opposite of negative or the opposite of bad. But what it does is it stops the downslide. It stops us from, you know, having this constant snowball effect of negativity. Because if we just if we detect the negative thought, but we don't do anything about it in the moment, we allow it to pick up momentum. We allow it to pick up speed. We allow it to pick up gravity and weight. And so here's our opportunity to arrest that in the moment. We simply say something as simple as stop or no. And that gives us that shock and awe effect to our psychology that allows us to redirect, which is the next step, redirect the energy. In the term direct, the R stands for redirect. Now think about this for a second. If in the moment you detect a negative thought and you interdict it with a command of stop or no, now the opportunity is to redirect or to think of an empowering thought to really send your brain in the opposite direction. So if you're going down the path of what a jerk, I can't believe that guy cut me off, you stop it right there and say, okay, listen, he's probably having a rough day, probably harder than me. At the end of the day, I've got people that love me. I've got a point. You know, I've got a purpose. I've got a mission. Yes, I might be running late. Yes, it's probably offensive that he cut me off, but that's up to me to decide. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the rest of my day the best I can. You wish the guy or the woman that cut you off good luck, you know, and mentally you send them a little bit of, you know, love and hope through the air, I guess. But most importantly, you redirect the energy, and this is a choice. Now, I will tell you that of all the steps that you're going to learn in these six steps, this might be one of the challenging ones, because you're shifting the momentum. It's like turning a battleship. You know, you've heard this term. To turn a battleship, it doesn't turn on a dime. They, you know, they have a huge wide berth where they have to make that turn. It's like a school bus. A school bus turns on a wider circle than a Ferrari or a motorcycle. And that redirection, that turning, is something that we have to do. And if we give enough energy, negative energy, then it makes it more difficult to make that turn. However, if we can think an empowering thought, it will transform our mind. It'll actually shift our mind into a far more empowered direction. It doesn't mean we have to agree with the person or the situation or the circumstance, or it doesn't mean we have to embrace the environment and say, it's so great to be in this negative environment. That's not what we're talking about. Again, we're not talking about positive thinking over negative thinking. We're talking about being optimistic. We're talking about being empowered. There's a big difference. We're redirecting our energy away from the disempowering area that we were headed. We want to redirect it and reshift it into a direction that actually moves us forward and gets us where we want to go. Now, the E in direct stands for energize. This is cool. Now, Divine talks about, you know, changing your state. Sometimes it means changing your posture. Sometimes it just means smiling, right, or breathing deep. I'll tell you a great exercise, and again, I learned this from Mark Divine, and it's part of his book, The Way of the Seal. If you really want to energize yourself, a lot of times what we have a tendency to do, especially here in the Western world, is we breathe very shallow. If you've ever felt yourself getting tense, if you felt yourself getting kind of, you know, stressed out, notice your breathing. Is it deep and cyclic? Is it measured, or is it short and choppy? Is it brief? Your breathing will tell you a whole lot, and in fact, it'll change your physiology very quickly. You can add energy, positive energy, to a situation simply by changing your breathing. So one technique that Divine teaches, in fact, the Navy SEALs use, is called box breathing. And the whole concept is that you inhale for 4 seconds, you hold the inhale for 4, you exhale for 4 seconds, and you hold that empty breath, meaning you don't inhale, for 4 more seconds, right? And the whole idea behind this breathing is that it allows you to slow things down. Your heart rate starts to slow down. Your brain starts to slow down. Everything starts to slow down. In fact, the world around you starts to kind of come back to normal speed. Because if we're breathing shallow, we're in kind of a fight or flight situation with our physiology. And so this is going to take a lot of the cortisol and adrenaline out of the situation and allow us to get back to a well-oxygenated state, which is where our brains and our cells want to be anyway. And so to energize ourselves, sometimes it means sitting up in an empowered place. If we're slunched over, it's very hard to be in command of the situation. Smiling. It's crazy. If you read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he actually discusses the power of smiling or the power of laughing. What's interesting is that the muscles in your face are connected to the part of your brain, and your brain doesn't know any different. It literally goes, you are happy, you know? They're smiling, they must be happy. So it starts dumping the feel-good chemicals into your bloodstream, and it counteracts the cortisol and all the negative stuff. It's very interesting, very powerful, but even a smile or a fake laugh, if you do a small, now that was a natural laugh there, you know, because I feel good about what we're doing here, but if you hear somebody chuckle or laugh, sometimes it's in an effort to elevate their own spirit, and you can definitely do this. This will help you energize. Another thing you can do is a quick, you know, just something, a couple of air squats, a couple of push-ups, a couple of sit-ups, a couple of burpees, whatever, to get the blood rolling again. This will shift your state. And I realize that if you're behind the wheel of a car or if you're in a meeting with somebody, it might be difficult to stand up and start doing jumping jacks. But you get the idea. If you can shift your physical state and change your state, it will help you redirect that negativity into a more positive direction. Now, the C in direct, for the direct method, is to communicate. And this is not just communicating with other people. A lot of times it's communicating with yourself. The positive mantras of, you know, I've got this, I'm good to go, feeling good, looking good, ought to be in Hollywood is what Divine talks about. I think when the Navy SEALs run, they say a lot of these mantras. I remember going through officer training and even boot camp, we would run and we would say things like this as we're running. You know, if you're on a 5-mile run, you start to get worn down, but we would do these chants and these calls and these mantras, and it would elevate your energy. But when you communicate to yourself and you talk about positive self-affirmation, the right kind of statements to yourself, I got this, I'm a winner, I'm going to win, this is mine. One thing I always say I tell myself is I always win. I say it to myself if I've got self-doubt. I say it to myself if, you know, I'm up against a tough challenge, or if I say it to myself even if I'm feeling good and I'm about to do something of significance. I always win because I truly believe that. Even if in that moment it doesn't work out the way I want it to, over time it will. Especially in tough times and in challenging times, I tell myself I always win, and I feel like I always do. So when you communicate in a positive way and you reshift that energy psychologically with those words, words have power. Your words, your brain doesn't know any different. So if you're saying positive words, it says, okay, everything must be good to go. And it starts to shift the way it thinks and believes. And of course, your actions will follow. And your actions lead to your results, and your results lead to your beliefs. So it's extremely important that we communicate with ourselves and even to each other. If somebody does you wrong, rather than yelling at them, rather than barking at them, maybe it's that positive self-affirmation, positive affirmation to them that will shift the momentum and redirect the negativity. And finally, the T in direct stands for train. What this means is you have to do this on a daily basis. You've got to detect, you've got to interdict, you've got to redirect, you've got to energize, and you've got to communicate. You've got to train yourself in that methodology continually for it to become habitual, for it to become ritualistic to you each and every time. But what's interesting is if you do it once, you'll feel the shift. And you'll want to do it again and again and again. And pretty soon, instead of, you know, hiding away from challenges, you'll start seeking them out, almost to test yourself, because this training that you're doing is so powerful that you start to feel the energy shift. You start to say, wow, I am able to more quickly detect the negativity. I am able to more quickly interdict it with a simple command of stop or no. My ability to redirect with a positive, empowering thought is happening much faster, and it shifts and moves me in the better direction. I bounce back much faster. I make better decisions. I overcome challenges so much more efficiently. You start to feel that because you're training it each and every single day. So again, the direct method, which I was taught by Commander Mark Devine of SEAL Fit. You can find out more about him at sealfit.com, or you can read about this in his amazing book, The Way of the SEAL. The direct method is detect, interdict, redirect, energize, communicate, and of course train. And by train, we're talking about doing it on a continual basis, training your brain, training your body to redirect this negativity in a positive way, in an empowering way. And here's the powerful part about this. This is going to affect almost every part of your life. It'll affect your health. It'll affect your happiness. It will definitely affect your results. It'll affect your relationships, and it will do so all in a positive and empowering way. So use the direct method today and every single day and see how you take control of the situations that you're up against, especially as a high achiever. I know you've got a lot of challenges coming at you, and this is a great way to take control and to stay in control. My friends, this show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the High Altitude Mentorship Show. Looking forward to doing it again soon. Get yourself over to flywithjt.com and download a complimentary copy of Flight Plan to Success. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you soon.